How are you? Are you ready? We're going to talk about sprinting today, getting stuff done. Have you ever wanted just to kind of dig in and go for it, spend a little bit of time focused, uninterrupted, on your path, in your passion, getting stuff happening, and just for a limited amount of time, when you're done, you're done. 30 days, maybe, huh? We'll talk about that today, see if I can talk you into it, and give you some ideas about how to do that. As they say, anybody can do anything for 30 days, and maybe you'll start today. We'll see. It is a daily boost. Every single day, life begins when you move. That's taking massive and perfect action. Just get on it, make stuff happen, clean up the mess later, that's fine. The more focused, the better, don't get me wrong. But still, if you're entirely, completely focused on what you want to do and you're not doing it, you may as well throw some stuff up on the wall and see what sticks, right? And clean it up later. I'm just saying, as an option, it may work for you. I know it works for me sometimes. And of course, when you do, life is going to get in the way. It means something's going to happen. You're stirring the universe. You're putting waves out there, vibrations out there, and stuff's going to come back and it's good and bad. And so this show is all about essentially just understanding that it's common sense, that it can't always be perfect and can't always be evil, thank God. But we need to figure it out. And we use this thing called Scott Logic to do that. That's me, Scott Smith. Happy to have you here today. Thank you for stopping by. It's been a fun day today. I've been just cranking all day. Can I share something with you? And this is interesting. I'm always looking for ways to metaphor up things. Huh? Never said that word before. To inspire people. And I find it in the oddball places. So I'm up in the gym on the treadmill on the upper level of LA Fitness here in Port Orange, Florida, doing my cardio today. And I got this wild hair. I saw the manager down at the desk and I said, I'm going to ask him how much I've worked out here in the past since Christmas, because I started working out every single day since Christmas. I missed a few days along the way, but I wanted to kind of know to compare it to my progress. And so on the way out, I said, hey, can you tell me how many days I've checked in and worked out? He goes, well, it's on your app. And I said, it is. I'm fumbling for my app, looking like an old man with a, no, I was just kidding. He says, let me do it for you, which is great customer service, right? So he pulls up my account and he counts 45 workouts since December 26th. That is, 52 days, 45 workouts. And how much weight have I lost? 26 pounds. So it came down to every single time I go to the gym to exercise, it's worth a half a pound. Oh, man. So if you're trying to lose weight and trying to motivate yourself to go to the gym, don't worry about how many ounces you lose today. Wait till you get a month down the road and look what happened. It's awesome. Okay, I want to share that with you because I thought it was kind of fun. It got me fired up. It's all we need sometimes. If I'm fired up, you get fired up, I hope. So today, let's talk about being fired up, about running a sprint, if you will. How about a 30-day sprint? That's a long time, but everybody, you can do anything for 30 days if you want to. It seems, I have to tell you, when I started working out those first 30 days, painful, because the first 6 weeks are just painful. And I was like, I'm never going to get through 30 days. But I knew I would. I knew the sun rises, what? And the sun sets, what? Every single day. And as long as I get up and go to the gym every single day, 30 days will pass eventually. Usually it takes about a month or so. Nonetheless, you can do it. A week is easy. Anybody can do a week. Crossing several weekends, life events, it gets more difficult. I've often said to people when it comes to weight loss, they say, hey, I just take the weekends off. I said, yeah, but there's 2 days in a weekend and there's 4 weekends in a month. That means it's over a week. So in a month's time, no matter how hard you work, you're going to come up 25% less than you would have if you had just stuck with it. See? More Scott logic. It's simple. You're automatically going to lose less if you skip the weekends. All right, so how do you do this thing? How do you do it? How do you make it happen? How do you sprint for 30 days so you can change your life? Because that's what it's all about, right? It's a life-changing 30 days. Let's go, Scott. Tell me how to do it. Okay, Ken, here we go. So Napoleon Hill, remember Napoleon? That wasn't the guy with that had his hand in his jacket. It was the other Napoleon Hill. Other Napoleon. He calls it a major definite purpose. Around here, we call it the big ass goal. So if you're going to do something for 30 days, you better have a big purpose about doing it. You better have a big ass goal to make it happen. It better mean something to you or you're not going to do it. Why? Because 30 days is a pretty long time. It does take some stamina to do that. And life's going to get in the way along the way. And if you don't really have a solid big ass goal to go after, you're probably not going to do it. Something else will get your attention. So you need to have a big ass goal. Number one. Number two, stop the silly negative talk. Self-talk. Don't talk to yourself like that. Others can throw sticks and stones, right? But don't throw them at yourself. So if you start on this process, if you decide I'm going to sprint and go for what I want, you got the big ass goal, you know what you want, be positive, be nice to yourself. It'll help. Trust me. You won't want to hang out with yourself very long if you talk bad about yourself. Thirdly, start thinking of all the reasons you can be successful and make a list. Sometimes when you start on a project, people don't think about that. They tend to say, hey, I'm starting here. At the end of 30 days, I'll be here. But, you know, again, life will get in the way, and sometimes you won't make it on time. Sometimes just getting the 30 days in a row is all you need, but stuff happens. So a really neat way of doing it is saying, okay, how can I be successful? And in my case, some days I would, the first 30 days I went to the gym, I did work out every single day, and that's all I needed to be successful. After that, I said, okay, I'm getting a couple of maybe, you know, a little overuse injuries here or there, so I'm going to skip a day and rest a little bit. That was my bar, 30 days first, and then after that, I would kind of go for it. Just what can I do to be successful? I could also be on a diet. I could also keep myself going to bed at night on time, get up at the right time in the morning. What can I do to be successful, at least at that quest? Fourth, decide that whatever you do, whatever you're going to do, whatever you must do, whatever you will do to reach your goal for the next 30 days, that nothing is going to stop you. And I cannot understate how important that is. That's why we want that major definite purpose, want that why. What are we going at? That big ass goal and the why. We need to know that. So you need to really know way deep down inside how bad you want it would be the easiest way to say it. And when life gets in the way, you need to really know you're not going to stop. I talked about process goals a week or so ago, not outcome goals. Now, 30 days could be an outcome goal for sure, but to me, I didn't see it that way. I still don't see it that way because I'm continuing to do it. I haven't stopped. It continues to go. What I see it now as just a process. It's a very simple thing. I have 11 pounds to go to get my goal. That's it. And I know with certainty, 1,000% certainty, that all I have to do is just continue to kind of sprint and just go every single day and show up and do the routine and go home and do it again. That's it. And I will do whatever it takes to make sure that nothing stops me, nothing gets in my way from making that happen. Not only is it happening and shaping up fitness-wise, but I'm also doing it in lots of different areas of my life. Why? Well, it's kind of what I do. It's kind of built into the job, too. You know, it's kind of like to do stuff like that. So set that big-ass goal. Stop that silly negative talk. Yuck. Don't talk to yourself like that. That's not even nice. Don't throw sticks and stones at yourself. Start thinking of all the reasons you can be successful. Decide that whatever you do, nothing is going to stop you. You're going to get it done. Nothing will stop you. Decide that you're going to reach that goal and you're going to do it in the next 30 days, and you will. And that is an absolute promise to you. How can I make that promise? Because ultimately, when you make the decision and when you know where you're heading and when you've decided that no matter what happens, you're still going to do it, you're going to do it. You can't fail. Have to be big, have to be small, I don't know. I've learned over life that usually if you will decide and sprint for 30 days, 40 days, 50 days, whatever you feel like doing at a time, if you will do that, it's just long enough to be life-changing. If you do it too short, sometimes you'll just go back to your old ways. So do it. Try that, okay? Hey, get to the Facebook group. We're having some nice interaction over there. That's dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Just answer my simple questions, and we'll be happy to bring you in. And then be cool and be nice and join the community and contribute where you can and take what you need. It's a great place to be. Now, I have an idea. Why don't I get out of here and leave you alone? You got stuff to do. And I'm going to come back tomorrow because you won't have much to do in the morning, and I'll be here for you. Okay? Take up that time.